Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva for Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com. I have Cordero Stith here with me, Arts is for Life Studio, LLC, here on my show this evening. He has a very cute, very good, high talent with them fingers of his, you guys, locally here in Evansville, Indiana. Please call on the show right now. Phone lines are open. 657-383-0771. Welcome, everyone. Thank you all for your support, for tuning in. This is Let's Jazz It Up. All right, Cordero Stith, are you with me here this evening?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
All right, let's get it started. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Evansville, Indiana.
All right, thank you. All right, thank you for that information. Thank you. All right, what I would like to ask of you, there is a picture slide, anyone that's listening, of all of his artwork. Tell us a little bit about yourself. How did your journey begin as an artist?
All right, well, I started drawing at 4 years old, and about the sixth grade, I had a scholarship to the Chicago Institute of Art. So I've been drawing at a very high level for the majority of my life. And the aim and direction of my images are to highlight Black greatness. At a time in life right now where, you know, this whole race thing is semi-real, I use air quotes there, and, you know, they try to put us at the bottom of the totem pole. So most of us are less motivated and energized because they think, you know, that this somehow this hierarchy is real. So what I want to do is highlight all of the greatness, all of our greats, all of the great things that we do and have discovered and all of that. So you can see that in all of my pictures, whether it's Kaepernick, whether it's Aaliyah, whether it's Ali, Floyd Mayweather, 50-0, you name it. Michael B. Jordan, Killmonger, that scene at the museum. I had to paint that scene because it said a lot for the times we're in and the reason why it is how it is. Meaning that a lot of things, you know, were taken from us. And right now, all we got to do is take it back. And the main thing is time and energy. We need our time and energy back. So this is what I'm doing with mine, and this is my aim. I'm influenced by Walt Disney, by Todd McFarlane, who created Spawn, and he's responsible for the look of a lot of comics. And Akira Toriyama, he created Dragon Ball Z, which kind of led me into anime and a greater skill set of drawing animation and cartoons from Japan. So I'm influenced by those three. My aim with Art of Life Studios is to create an animation, an art and animation company to influence and motivate my people.
All right. I like that. Thank you for that information. Wow. So I would like to ask you, Cord, has you ever been asked to do any music cover art for any musicians or music artists here locally in Evansville, Indiana?
Oh, no, not locally. I've been asked to do a couple of, album covers over my time, but the majority of my work is just masterpiece artwork, whether color pencil, you know, and portraits. So, yeah, and paint. So, you know, if it's a job like that, that's 98% of the things I've done so far, whether it's digital or traditional. But I created logos. I created a nice amount of logos for a few local startups here. And I don't have a whole list, so I can't give you the spiel on that. But that's what I did before. But right now, I'm just currently focusing on traditional artwork and you know, digital masterpieces. So.
Right, right. Mm. And thank you for that information. Now, what was your travels? Where was your travels with your work talent? Were you to show your artwork in any other cities besides just locally Evansville, Indiana?
Yeah, so I started freelance artwork about five. This is year five now, and about three 4 years in, I decided to take my artwork to a, you know, a greater studio. Should I pause? Okay, yeah, I'll pause for a moment.
That's fine. Go ahead. Keep going.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
So the opportunity presented itself for me to go to Atlanta, you know, with some friends. And so I spent a year out there to make a name for myself as an artist. I got a job downtown next to the Ferris wheel across from the world-famous Centennial Park, the football Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and the basketball stadium. They're, like, all on the same block. Coca-Cola Museum is out there, too. And so I strategically got a job downtown because Atlanta is one of the most biggest growing cities. More flights go in and out of there than anywhere else in America, and people are coming downtown doing business and flying out. So every time they have an event, I mean, I was in the right spot. So I made a dozen celebrity blue check followers on my Instagram, and I've probably got upwards of about 30 to 50 people that make over $250,000 on my Instagram that follow me. So my Instagram is kind of it's rolling. But since I'm back here at home, I'm using Facebook more, so I'm doing everything from Facebook. And at the same time, I decided to stay home because I spent the year there. I made the business there. I made my networking contacts from CNN news anchors, George K. Howell to Trinidad James to athletes, Indianapolis Colts players. So I ran up my network. I made my first company, and I can run it from anywhere in the world. So I'm back home, and I see that there's a need for entrepreneurship. There's a need for group economics, and the only way we can do it is through entrepreneurship. We got to own something. We got to own our time and energy, create a business around whatever it is that we do best or love most, and network and, you know, work together. We can talk group economics and unity all day, but when we're, you know, living check to check off of these jobs that aren't feeding our communities or aren't giving us more than survival so we can come back, you know, when somebody talks, we got to throw money in a direction. Everybody's thinking like, no, I got rent. I got to eat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when we make our own businesses, you know, we grow our wealth. So when something comes up, we can throw money. Oh, yeah, I can throw that over there in that direction. You know what I'm saying? Because we put the number on our own business. You know what I'm saying? Nobody can tell us what number or price to set. So aim high. You know what I'm saying? Pick what you're going to be most successful at. You know what I'm saying? And take off running. And this is how we link up and grow the communities we're in right now.
Thank you for that. Thank mm-hmm. you so much. That is a topic of our discussion on our show tonight. Anybody is welcome to call on the show. Call right now. My guest line number 657-383-0771. We both, me and Cord, would like to talk about supporting each other in our communities and helping the young generation. It doesn't matter what generation you're in. You live in the community. You got a talent, a skill. You want to network with people. We all got to work together. Now, I've been doing my radio podcast business for 6 years, and I've been talking to people, you know, who mostly the youngest generation wants to get into hip hop or R&B. And you have to treat it as a business. You're not just doing it as a passion or you just love doing it around among your friends. I do radio show worldwide, not just in Evansville, Indiana. I would like to expose you worldwide. There are a lot of countries out here in the world that is interested in our culture. They love our talent. They love the skills we have. We're so creative type of people. And putting yourself out there, not only just to expose your talent, you yourself, is to make it a business and to thrive off your skill, thrive off your business, make a living off of it. Not just for fun, not just for passion. Like I tell a lot of these young people that wanted to get into the music industry, you got to treat it as a business. You got to be professional. You got to have your layout, your blueprint. You got to have a biography on yourself. You can't just come out there and expose yourself and think people just going to hit right at your skill and talent. They want to know your background, where you came from, what inspired you to do your creativeness, stuff like that. And you got to treat it as a business. And I'm right here in Evansville, Indiana, and I'm right on the block. I try to put out there and talk to people, anybody and everybody. I am a talker, and let everybody know, hey, you can come on my radio show. Let's talk about what you're doing. Give me some stuff, you know. I'll work with it. I'll create it, you know. As far as you, Cord, what is that ultimate desire of what you wish the people to get out of your talent, your artwork, when they see your artwork?
Okay, so as the consensus stands, you know, people see my artwork and, you know, I stand in a unique crowd of skill level. But I want people to see my work and see that if I can do something so tremendous, then they can do something so tremendous. Somebody made Walmart, all the children are billionaires. Somebody made the pyramids, all right?
Like, yeah.
No limit to what each individual is capable of. And I need everybody to see each other that way. There's just walk-in potential, walk-in, you know, affiliates, partners, and everything like that. Because if you can do it, then they can do it. And if it's been done, it can be done again. So there's nothing, and there's really no competition either. My artwork and the choices and the pictures I make and the people and the customers I talk to will be mine, unique to me. We might share a few, but everyone has different connections. They have a different style. So there's no competition in what you do, whether that's carpentry, right, whether that's art, whether it's music, poetry, anything. It'll be completely unique, like a signature. Even with my skill, I can try and copy a signature, but they'll see the stutter steps with a microscope or, you know, with a magnifying glass. So what you create on this planet is unique to you, and everybody has an infinite resource inside. So if my skill level, if I can do that so great, then I'm certain you got something within you that you can do so great. And when we put that together for each other, that's the win. We own our business. We own our time. We own everything we create. Ownership. That's what Nipsey was talking about, you know what I'm saying, and being your own boss. So you wake up how you want. You might have to put on a couple more hats being the boss, but it's all yours. And it's you using the energy for what you love or what you do best and sharing it with the community you live in. Like, that's the answer for us across the board, across the planet. So it's time to own our time. Create, you know, get your state tax ID, get your EIN, create an LLC, and then hit the ground running. Get your credit up, 650 or better. Oh, that's another thing. That's the thing I want to mention. I recently got a new job at the Events America. So if anybody want to just holler at me, you can come on in there. And same time, I'm starting a federal education with a partnership with the Financial Education Services to help people remove things off the credit list and, you know, develop the habits to increase your credit score as fast as possible. And with the high enough credit score and you creating that LLC, you can get a loan from the bank simply based off your credit score. No plan, you know, the LLC has no numbers yet. So they give you $20,000 was the first number that was thrown at me when I created my LLC. So just simply based off your credit score. So this is the reason, you know, we need to get our credit up and use it. Other than that, to buy a house or a car, I wouldn't even, we use initial loan for a business, one loan. Get started, get going. Let's work together.
All right. Thank you for all that information. Now, I would like to get back to your artwork. Is any of your artwork displayed at the Evansville African American Museum?
Okay, so I've done a couple of events with the African American Museum. I was I was in the Soul Writers Guild as just a soul artist, and but I created the cover art for the Bicentennial book. Indiana turned 200 years. The museum created a book displaying the culture and achievements of individuals around. So, and that was my very first commission to do the cover. So if you ever come across it, it was my first step into being my own boss. And I love the African American Museum and getting down there with them. And so I'll reconnect here in a moment. And, you know, we'll start helping the community from that standpoint, or with that standpoint too.
All right, and thank you for that information. Thank you.
No problem.
So I would like to ask you the upcoming events you're going to be putting up a booth at the Old National Event Center. It has an event coming up. Can you tell us all the name of that event?
I've already been at the Old National Events Plaza. That was a couple weekends ago. We had the Boston Business Vendor Fair that a local entrepreneur, Velcha Taylor and her associate put on. But what's coming up is the Women's Empowerment Conference, the third annual Women's Empowerment Conference in Indianapolis.
The third annual,
Yes, ma'am. So I'll be there as an art vendor with my photographer. It's Saturday, November 9th at 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And it's at the Crown Plaza, Indianapolis, Indiana, 2501 South High School Road. Right.
Okay.
Now, and I've got another event coming up. October 4th, the first Friday at Haney's Corner. And that's from 5:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. in the Arts District at the corner of 2nd and Adams Avenue, Evansville, Indiana, 47713.
All right. Thank you for that information. Wow. So with those events, the one in Indianapolis and the one here in Evansville at the Haney's Corner, will you put up a reminder on your social pages? And are you on Instagram and Facebook?
Yeah, so for every event. So those are just two guaranteed that we're getting into. But there's a few other art shows. And I'll also be doing there's a TEDx coming to town. So I'll speak on my ideas for the community and what I'm doing in business as well. And how I feel that entrepreneurship will be the answer for us all. But so TEDx, so any events I have, they'll be on my Facebook page, my Facebook store page, which is facebook.com/artistlife86. And my Instagram is instagram.com/cordtheartist86. That's CORDTHEARTIST86. Instagram.com/cordtheartist86. You can find me on there, message me. I'm also doing commissions between now and January. And the current aim for me and my team and my company is to create an art and photography studio on the south or the east side, you know, where I come from, to influence the community, to directly show how to create these businesses and the mindset and what it takes to be successful at it. And, you know, anybody can jump on a bandwagon of like, so creating business seems hard, but it's a lot simpler if you simplify the task. So instead of just jumping on a bandwagon, what seems like it might be lucky, what seems like it could be a good business, you simply do make a business of what you love. You have to, because times get hard. And you know, Barry Plastic is going to sound good when it's really tough. So you don't want to give up. So you got to have the love for it. Or you start with whatever you're most skilled at. Because you're ahead of the game. And at the same time, you need to perfect your craft, but make a business around it. And in that skill set, the neighbor skill set, my skill set, and all of this networking, and it will be group economics. And we can lift ourselves up. We got enough power. There's so much opposition against us simply because how powerful we are. They want to make everyone think we're on the bottom, you know what I'm saying, because of how powerful we are. So it's time to just start using it. From within, everybody's got an infinite resource. I can create a million images, you know. So I'm sure somebody can put up a million houses or 100 of them that are worth $1 million, you know. So, you know, I can create a new retail franchise, you know, and set up 100 of them, you know. So, like,
yeah.
There's no limit to what we can do, who we are. We truly have infinite potential. So it's time to put that to work instead of being told how much we're worth, you know, and clocking in when we might have other things in life to do. You know what I mean? So, like, when you're the boss, you can go where you want. you got to stay, you got to create your strict schedule, but, you know, you're not tied down and giving your energy and time to some company that you wouldn't even shop at, you know, you're still.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I had a job at the turkey farm. that meant something to me. I went in 3 days, and I saw that dang truck come in with 100 birds on it. I said, oh, nuh-uh. I'm not finna be the one.
I worked at the turkey farm many years ago. I think when it first came to Evansville, and the stench of the smell, I didn't know if you fell in the bad meat or, you know, it would kill you.
Right. It's just too much mess around that.
Yeah.
You know? And then my job was to cut off the thigh at the.
Oh my God.
It was too much. I said, this ain't going to be me.
One after another.
So we don't have to do any, you know, just anything for money. We can do exactly what we want to do for money. And because right now, in this time period, this day and age, 2019, it is a necessity to generate money. You know, so if you have to do it your way. Be the boss. Take a shot, take a chance on yourself. We spend 40 hours a week at someone else's idea that they created.
Yeah.
But we can just create an idea for 40 hours a week at our own.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Well, with me doing radio podcasts, I am moving towards having my own radio show. But you said, when you're networking and get sponsors, a support system, people do need sponsors. You, it ain't just for financial means, but I would like to have my own radio show, but these things do take time. There's nothing wrong with dreaming. There's nothing wrong with working on your craft. Nothing wrong with continuing with your dream. Just don't give up, as they all say. Don't give up.
And that's the answer. That's the answer to success. If you just don't stop. If I said I was going to get to California and I started walking, I don't stop, I'm going to get there. Whether I trip, fall, hitchhike, you know what I'm saying, find a car, you know, or take a plane, I'll get there, irregardless. So that's how we got to set the destination for our lives. We got to figure out what it is we want to do. What are we here for, right, particularly as an individual, you know. And at basis is to create more, you know what I'm saying. So we got to protect the generations that are coming, and we got to help the generations that are still here from the past, you know, because, like, I don't think nobody should be working. You don't have to work physical labor for your whole life until you retire. You know, at a certain age, everybody should be able to jump off the wagon. Enough experience gained, enough knowledge and skill sets, make a business around it. We can help. You know what I'm saying? So anybody at any time, if you want to contact me and, you know, you want to talk some business about LLCs and getting your credit up and, you know, what kind of credit score get you your initial funding, just message me at facebook.com/artistlife86. If you need my art skills, they're there too. You know what I'm saying? So the same way. And I just believe, you know, it's the answer, especially for our youth as well. Our youth need another path. That the school path is only good if it's free. So we got to, you know, scholarship our way up, you know, into college. But if not, it's creative business time, because we don't need our kids getting $100,000 in debt, you know, and hoping to get a job to pay it off. That's crazy. You know, I don't think it was that expensive back in the day, but it is now. So it's not a viable option unless it's a scholarship. And secondly, $20,000 to start a business is a lot better than that $100,000 and hoping to get a job.
We get
that initial loan, hit the ground running, and so that's the new path. If they don't want to go to, you know, they don't want to work for nobody, CVS and McDonald's, they don't want to, you know, they didn't get the full ride, well, it's time to start a business, and this is how, you know. So I want to demonstrate, and I want to give out that kind of information, you know, so hopefully we can do more of these and reach the community, you know, until we reach everybody. And we get all those
Thank you for that information.
Yeah, no problem.
Do you have a business number on your business card where you can say it here on the radio air if persons are interested in contacting you?
Yeah, my phone number is 812-802-7881. And, yeah, contact me if you want some artwork, if that's the only way you can reach. Telephone, text, or, you know, my email is #artislife@gmail.com. And then you got to spell out #artislife@gmail.com. You can email me. You can send me a message through my Facebook or Instagram, Instagram.com/TheArtist86. And as I said, my number is 812-802-7881. So, yeah, call me anytime about business or art.
All right. Thank you for that information. I would like to ask you, Cord, how do you feel about the Black community here in Evansville? Do you see any motivation? Do you see inspiration? Do you see others actually reaching out and networking? Does the community need a lot more work?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So, I mean, like, so I spent that year in Atlanta, and a lot of people got jobs, but the majority of them have their own businesses as well. And Atlanta is about 95% Black, and I mean,
So if they
got businesses, then who are they doing business with? You see what I'm saying? So it's automatic group economics in Atlanta. So when I come back, I see the city, and everyone doesn't have their own business. And, you know, like, I mean, like a vast majority don't. And at the same time, there's no working together because everybody's, the money's tight
working
to eat and pay the rent.
And not only that, they're working under someone else. So what do you think the twist, how to twist it around a little bit? They say it's just 10% of African Americans that live here in this city of Evansville, Indiana. So do you think that's a nudge right there that is holding back? Or you think that the Black community is in fear of trying to better themselves, fear of the white man trying to get over on them? Or that they may become broke trying to invest in a dream.
Right. But, well, let's check it out, though. If we all are just basically, you know what I'm saying, living check to check and we just got enough to eat and rent, then, I mean, we're already broke. what it's time for now is to get up off of that, okay?
Yeah.
And we all got, you know, brain power and experience and skills that, you know, we can make a business from. And, I mean, you got to start from the ground. 10 toes down. If you ever heard a story from anybody, you know what I'm saying? It started from zero on up. But I'll say this, that initial funding is a serious thing, or else it's going to take a lot of time. So get your credit score up 650 or better, and create an LLC and get that initial funding. And do what you love, you know, because like I said, we got to get it, but it makes more sense to do what you know, what you know best and what you love and, you know, spend your time and energy, that time and energy with your community. That way we're not all down. We come up together. Mm-hmm.
Well, all right. All right then. So, can you go ahead and give your information again? Your Facebook information, your IG information, your phone number, and the upcoming events. Please go ahead, Court.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Cordero Stiff. You know, check me out at facebook.com/#artislife86. Just like that, all lowercase. Instagram.com/CordTheArtist, CordTheArtist86. And my phone number is 812-802-7881. And my email is #artislife@gmail.com. You want to contact me for art, you want to talk business, how to create LLCs, how to get the funding with or without credit, where to get your business plan done. Downtown Indiana, we have in Evansville, we have the Indiana Small Business Development Center at 318 Main Street. You go down there with your idea. They'll help you create a business plan and point you in the direction of funding for free. So that's a tool that we need to use. So if any questions, any, you know, you want to commission some art, I can share my prices with you and, you know, we can hit the ground running. That's how you message me, facebook.com/artistlife86, instagram.com/theartist, telephone number 812-802-7881.
All right, and thank you for that information. Now, can you give us a price range on some of your art?
Well, so the pieces started about at $60 for a 7x11, 7x10.
Uh-huh.
And then the biggest 18x24 is $310. So
all right.
You can get it even bigger than that. You know, 24x36, so that's a nice size 2x3 foot frame. But that's a special order, and so we'd have to see, you know, negotiate, you know, prices and stuff like that. But you can also find my price in my cover photos on Facebook or in my Instagram, on my Instagram page. It is a nice little green demonstration, yeah, right there.
So can you give the information up to date on the Evansville event at Haney's Corner again? What location will you be at?
Okay, yes. Haney's Corner, first Friday, October 4th, 5:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. in the Arts District at the corner of 2nd Street and Adams Avenue in Evansville, Indiana, 47713. It's by the water fountain.
So this first Friday is going to be outside?
Yes, it's an outside vendor fair.
All right. And thank you for that information. So right now we're coming almost to a close to our live interview. Cord, you did it so well. You can give a shout out to all the persons that are helping you in your journey. Yes, go ahead.
All right. Yeah, I want to give a shout out to the most recent, Velcher Taylor. She's responsible for the Boston Business Vendor Fair and the Women's Empowerment Conference, her and her associate in Indianapolis. And I just want to give a shout out to everyone, my parents, you know what I'm saying, anyone who had a positive or a negative hand in creating the me I am today, because I'm putting all my time and energy and my skill for tomorrow that we need as neighbors, as a community, and as a people. So I'm setting the direction of Black greatness. That's and Pan-African greatness, you know, and so that's the aim of all of my energy. So we're going to inspire, we're going to work together, we're going to create an air cooperation, and we're going to grow in income, wealth, and health the same way, by sharing information and working together and creating these businesses. That infinite potential we have within is what we need to create a business away, because we've been giving it away. And this is why everybody's kind of struggling and it's so hard to work together. We need to take our time back, take our energy, and put it in the direction of our own choosing. It'll make life more beautiful. Everything will be more positive. It'll be easier to work together, and it'll be easier to have trust in another. Because right now when it struggles so hard, you don't want to lose anything. So distrust is easily going around. And we were not made to fear. We were not made to be in sadness. We were not made to be on a negative level. We are positive energy built individuals. Our hearts beat on the energy. The way we hear sound is electrical signals to the brain. The brain activity and the whole inside inner workings is all electricity. So we need to feed our body's energy. We got to change what we're ingesting, because it's another reason we're sad and down, because of the conditions that they create, you know, so meat and empty things like potato and bread. So Dr. Sebi's got the list. You know, and that's another thing Nip Hussle was on. So, because health is wealth as much as money is. So, we need to get on board with fixing all the things that keep our community down. And I'm telling you, health is number one. As soon as we get that health up, people will be thinking a lot more clearly and be moving around with a lot more energy, not too tired to lift a hand. And the ownership of our time and energy, because that's what the real money is. So take it back. Let's make a business, and let's do some work. We can make every community across America better. And you know what I'm saying? So these kids can have something else to do instead of trying to be cowboys or, you know, what they see in music videos. Right? It's the Wild West, you know, when you don't got no greater purpose.
Yeah.
So we
got
to help everybody last long enough to find their purpose, you know, get rid of the BS and, you know, increase our stock as individuals because, like I said, we know, we're infinitely potential. You know what I'm saying? We have infinite potential. So with that, we must use it or else lose it. Lose it to someone else. That's what's happening. We don't use it. It's going to somebody else's company or it's going to, you know, thin air. And we just need to focus it. It's simple.
Right.
So, like, yeah, everybody give me a call. Inbox me. Let's talk. You know, or let's do some work.
Let's give a hand to those that have supported you in your journey up until the present right now.
Okay.
So let's give an applause. I mean, let's give an applause to the ones that supported you all this time up to the present time. Yeah. All right. So we're coming to a close of this radio interview, and I would like to ask you, is there any words of wisdom you would like to give to those suffering in the world today? Or you gave enough wisdom, I heard, and enough advice. But as the closing show, hold on a second. We have a caller.
All right.
Caller 812, state your name, please. Go ahead. They disappeared. So you go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, they disappeared. You go ahead and give your words of wisdom, and we'll sign out.
All right. So last thing I want to say is think and grow rich. The one thing we have absolutely control over, we don't, you know, everything that's going around in the world seems random, but the one thing we have absolute control over is what we think about and how we think. And what we think creates our actions, it creates our life. So think and grow rich. Whatever your idea of success is, go for it. You can do it. You see that light bulb golden in your mind because it's possible. So live it and live it every single day. And remember, karma is real. So the same way, you know, you do a negative come back. You do a positive and a positive comes back. Okay? Tenfold is what they say, you know, in the book. So stay positive. Believe in yourself. You're tremendously powerful. The greatest book I've ever found in my whole life literally is called Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah. I explained the meaning before I gave the book because it was what unlocked and made me aware of my ability. The one thing we have control over is what we think about. So think positive, think abundance, think happiness, and create it and walk. Make them limbs move towards your definition of success. Do not waste your time giving your energy to some corporation or individual that's not making you greater, making your community greater, you know, or your vision of the world. All right. So that's
all
it,
right.
You know. I love you guys.
And thank you for your participation on the show. Keep in touch.
No worries.
If anybody misses the show, keep that link. You'll still be able to listen to the recording. And you're my friend. You better keep in touch with me.
Hey.
Matter of fact, I might even give you a call myself. So,
hey, okay.
Great artwork
Let's
you
do
have.
More of this.
I will come to Haney's Corner the first Friday event here in Evansville. I will come and see you. And and you did very good, Cord. And you have a
Thank
blessed
you,
evening.
Hey,
all
you
right,
too,
everyone.
All right.
All right, you're welcome. All right, everyone. This is Lady Diva signing out. Please stay tuned tonight at midnight. I will be on air Jazzy.Live, which is Jazzy.Live, which is a 24/7 online radio station. I'll be playing some jazz music and some of my jazz shows on a lot of jazz musicians that were on my show many months ago. Stay tuned at midnight until 2 a.m. and also on Sunday from 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. on Jazzy.Live. Online radio 24/7. This is Brenda Moss with One Nation Under a Groove. Thank you, everyone, for your support and tuning in. Please contact me at letsjazzitup@gmail.com. Send me your submissions on music, books, pictures, all your famous photos, and also a biography to letsjazzitup@gmail.com. Thank you, everyone. Have a blessed evening.
Please don't fail me now. Here's my chance to my way out of my constriction. Nothing but the song.
One nation under a groove. Getting down just for the fun of it. One nation and we're on the move. Nothing can stop us now.
One nation.
One nation under a groove. Getting down just for the fun of it.
One nation under a